My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Did, and I don't know why I chose to tell that while it's Miles' segment, but
he's waiting to talk about
Miles. Sorry about
yesterday.
That, buddy. He'll take some notes from that. He'll know.
I'll make sure my dog Dansby's not in the room.
Oh, just broke a story there. He's got a dog named Dansby. He names it after a shortstop.
Should have renamed him Orlando. I don't know what the deal is.
Dansby's fine. We'll spend time on the waitfor.com outline with Miles Garrett. He is social. Always find him at Miles Garrett TV. At Miles Garrett TV, a couple of places I want to go with you, but let's start with the dogs yesterday and what we got to see them do. Through the first half, I'm like, said, my goodness, Georgia and Clemson have no offensive touchdowns through the last six quarters the two teams have played, and then the Georgia offense found a way to come around in the second half. Well, how did you see it?
Well,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Look, I mean, this is basically the same Georgia that we saw all of last year. We went to basically every single Georgia game, and you know, it was a very similar story. Georgia is very much a second half team. They don't I guess you could call it, they do start very slow. Like, whether that's, you know, I feel like a typical Georgia first half that we saw last year would be one or two field goals from Peyton Woodring and maybe a touchdown. I feel like it'd be a lot of 10-0, 6-0, 13-0 first halves for Georgia. And we saw that again yesterday. And then you see the heck of a second half adjustment there made by Mike Bobo and his offensive staff. And the defense obviously stands pat there. And it's kind of just another Georgia Saturday. And I predicted that Georgia would relatively handle Clemson just from a talent standpoint. And obviously what Dabo has been doing, or rather maybe not doing, with the transfer portal and NIL, I think it was pretty predictable from that perspective. So, I think it was just sort of business as usual for Georgia. This is what we've come to expect out of this team, and I expect to see more of that this year.
Watching to see that. Talk about Carson Beck. And I got to see him tuck it and run a few times yesterday, which is something we hadn't noticed as much. But that was good to see, too. For future reference, this guy is versatile and can do that if he needs to.
Yeah, I see Carson very much as like a Matthew Stafford type when it comes to using his legs. Because back when he was at Georgia, Stafford, he kind of had that ability to do it and to like create plays where, you know, if nothing's going on, he can move. And, you know, you don't see him do that a whole lot in the NFL. But I do think they're very similar in regards of, you know, arm strength, size, speed, like I think they're very similar types in that regard. So obviously you don't want to see Carson get too banged up being your main QB1. You never want to see your quarterback take any unnecessary hits that he doesn't have to take. But he had a couple of big runs yesterday. I think a couple that were big first down runs on, you know, third and 10 or right, second and 10 situations. They weren't like third and short, if I can recall correctly, at least. But made a few big plays there. And yeah, that's necessary. Does what it takes to make sure that his team gets the first down. And up there in the booth with us, we noticed the Giants general manager was there. So maybe he might be looking for his future QB1.
Maybe so. Well, what about targets? People thought with him losing his top two receivers, favorite targets last year, who would emerge this year? And we saw some guys step up and make some catches yesterday.
Yeah, how about the newbies, right? You got London Humphreys coming from Vanderbilt. You got Lawson Lucky, you got a whole bunch of guys. I mean, he's the new tight end, of course, but the team was really using the transfer portal as well as the freshman. Colby Young as well, coming from Miami, all these new guys scoring touchdowns. And how about Nate Frazier? Goodness, this guy looks like he's going to be the next RB.
Oh, Max, I think Miles, we've lost you there. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I think we've lost.
You got me?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We got you back. We got you back.
Yeah, you must have.
Okay,
you mentioned Frazier being the running back. What he's doing, because we know we got the running back who is supposed to be number one that's kind of sitting on the side for right now. Whenever he rejoins the team, that's going to bolster your running game as well. But Frazier was impressive yesterday.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I was saying. As soon as I guess I lost you there. But, yes, no, Nate Frazier looked incredible. Nick Saban even said pregame that this is the guy that he's looking at as being the best running back on Georgia's roster. I believe he comes from modern day, just an absolute factory out there in California. So he's going to be good. Obviously, you know, we haven't seen what ETN can do for this team yet, but I imagine he'll be pretty decent just given the track record that we know of him. And then you got Cash Jones, who even scores a touchdown late in the game, gets that nice stiff arm to get into the end zone. And you got guys who are still recovering from injury, of course, like Branson Robinson and, you know, a couple other guys that you can use in that game. You know, Dylan Bell, I'm not quite sure what his position is, whether that's running back or wide receiver. I feel like he's their Cordarrelle Patterson of sorts, whether they want to use him as a running back or a wide receiver. But long story short, it seems like this team is just stacked offensively. They did lose Brock Bowers. They lose Ladd McConkey, but they get all these other new guys in there to basically take their place, and it looks like they're stepping in almost seamlessly.
Miles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sorry about stepping on the beginning of your segment with my insignificant information. It just popped right out there real quick there. Hey, listen, how long do you think Dabo can stay on that hill as far as not dealing with the transfer portal?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's a matter of how they finish off this season, honestly, because I think there's been a sour taste in the mouth of Clemson fans the last couple of seasons, the way they have fallen short, I would assume, of expectations. Look, I mean, App State is no joke next week. You've got them, and then you've got a ranked NC State, a ranked Florida State, and, you know, it's not a very easy schedule per se for Clemson standards. I mean, I know if this was Clemson of maybe 5 years ago, this would probably be a cakewalk, but this is not the same Clemson team. And I think yesterday really established a lot of question marks at quarterback too, because I think Cade Klubnik has some, or leading some doubts on the field right now as far as what he can do. There was not a lot of downfield passing for them. And again, all of this is very much a reflection of the recruiting that Dabo has done, and obviously the lack of use of the transfer portal, because at some point you're going to have to catch up. And I think Georgia Tech really is a great example of them doing it the right way as far as getting NIL and getting transfer portal. If we're talking about another ACC team, I feel like that's a team that's on the rise right now because of the way they're using the transfer portal and NIL, whereas Clemson seems to be ignoring it, and I think they're paying the price for it.
And not only that, I think this came up too as we watched, and if you want to believe that one of the reasons that Nick Saban decided to now be a part of ESPN is because of the transfer portal and the changing nature of college football. If there was a conversation, because remember, if you watched that game day yesterday, there was a little back and forth where they asked Dabo Swinney if he had had a conversation with Alabama, now that Mr. Saban's sitting there at the desk with him, and he just made it sound like, well, me and Coach talked a little bit, but we're not going to share those conversations. I wonder if they did reach out to him. And his stance on the transfer portal came out during those conversations. And they said, well, you know what? As much as we like to have a guy who, you know, went here and is tight with Coach like you are and your name, if you're not going to get with what's going on in 2024, good luck with you guys over there in South Carolina. And we'll find another coach here in Alabama. I don't know that it did happen, but I just wonder if he had that stance when they were reaching out and talking to people.
Well, if he did have that stance, I can certainly see why Alabama decided to move on and move on very quickly, because that is just not the way college football is moving right now. And again, yesterday was a very prime example of that. You know, Clemson, not too long ago, was very much right there with Georgia from a purely talent perspective. I mean, if we want to go back to the 2021 opener, I believe it was, against Clemson, I think that was a very close game, and we all know how historically good that Georgia team was. So, I mean, for Georgia to make that game close and have the season they did versus a 34-3 drubbing, I think is very much indicative of the talent gap that now exists between these two teams.
Yep.
I thought you were going to jump in there.
No. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to jump into it before we take off, Miles. We're a week away from things getting started with the Falcons. You've been keeping an eye on things at Flowery Branch. What are we expecting next Sunday? What are you expecting from a group of guys who have played no time in preseason games, who've only been, you know, scrimmaging and practicing and whatnot? Are we going to roll out and play against a Pittsburgh team that has a lot of confusion at the quarterback
spot? Dad's going to say they ain't bringing nothing scary.
So I mean, what are we going to see when we open up this box of Cracker Jacks next Sunday?
Well, Sam, I am expecting, keyword, expecting good things, because that's what we've been preached all offseason, and that's what we've seen from this team, from all the additions. Now, are we going to actually see it on the field? That remains to be seen, because we don't know. We have not seen it on the field yet. We've just seen it in practices at Flowery Branch, but on paper, from a purely talent perspective, from just a personnel standpoint, this should be a win for the Falcons. I think the Steelers have way too many question marks right now, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, you don't know which Russell Wilson you're going to get. Is Najee Harris going to be the back that he was his first year? Is Cordarrelle Patterson going to have a nice little homecoming in Atlanta? What's George Pickens going to do? Is he going to blow up over the play of the quarterback that he's going to be getting? And how's that reunion going to be with Arthur Smith? So there's going to be some fun storylines there. I'm going to be at the stadium. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. But yes, I am expecting the Falcons to win, and win relatively handily. I want to call it a 10-point win, but again, we've seen crazier things, so who knows what could happen.
All right, so we'll talk to Miles about this next week.
Yeah.
We get him back here. Hey, Miles, did you know the Carolina Panthers played their first game, regular season game, on this date? They beat the Falcons.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say...
They beat the Falcons on this day.
Oh, they beat the Falcons.
Yeah,
okay.
They did. That was the Carolina played their first game, regular season game, 1996, on this date, and they beat the Falcons.
I'm trying to remember if that was here.
The year
or
I was
Clemson.
Born.
Pardon?
I'm trying to remember if that game was here or at Clemson. They played their first season at Clemson. They didn't have their stadium yet.
Okay. Well, it's also, if you heard that other nugget, that was the year Miles was born.
Yeah.
he didn't see much of the Olympics, I guess.
No, he missed everything.
That happened on this day. Anyway, listen, buddy, as always, thank you for getting up and joining us.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
There you have it.
Thanks,
and,
man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.